It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. A couple of weeks ago, Dr. Husing delivered his annual State of the Region and 2017 economic forecast for the Inland Empire in front of a crowd of hundreds of business and civic leaders at a big luncheon last month in Ontario. Now, over the next few weeks here, we're going to be hearing Dr. Husing talk about how individual sectors of the Inland Empire economy are expected to perform over the next year. We asked Dr. Husing to start this series by talking about how the current economic and political climate could affect what he predicts for the Inland Empire's economy this year.
Well, there's really three key measures that you immediately go look at. Measure number one is what's happening in national job growth. Now, we just got the February job growth number for the United States from the time that we're doing this, and it was over 250,000 jobs. It was very strong, actually surprisingly strong.
And that was officially Trump's sort of first official, he can lay claim to that economic report.
He can comment on it,
right.
But there has been no changes in policy that would have affected the economy at all.
Okay.
This is, in a sense, I would suggest, a gift from the Obama administration. Actually, presidents don't have necessarily a lot to do in the short term with what the economy does.
Right, but they can sure claim good economic
They can claim good economic
out,
goods.
Right.
And, you know, when I used to run political campaigns, we did things like that. But I'm pretty skeptical about that. The fact is, though, the national economic environment is very strong. That's number one. Number two is the whole question of the value of the dollar. The value of the dollar is how strong is our currency as it trades for other currency. Mm-hmm. So anybody that takes a foreign trip, say going to Europe, will change their dollars into euros. Well, what's that exchange rate? And the reason for that is if our dollar gets strong, we get more currency for our dollar from everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that has two implications. Implication number one, anything we buy from the rest of the world becomes cheaper if the dollar gets stronger,
mm-hmm.
even if they don't change their prices. So the result of that is a strong dollar means imports are cheaper mm-hmm. to people buying them here, whether it's companies or individuals. So the result of that would be to encourage imports. Now, this economy handles a lot of imports as an employment driver. So that is good news for this region. And the dollar is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
The other national item, which is very, very important, is interest rates. Interest rates have been extremely low for a very long time. However, with the economy tightening, the latest unemployment rate nationally, seasonally adjusted, was 4.7%, essentially we're at full employment in the traditional way of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a second measure, which the regular measure of employment says, are you willing to work? Yes. Are you able to work? Yes. Do you have a job? Yes. Then you're in the labor force and you're employed. If you don't have a, if you answer yes, yes, but no, I don't have a job, then you're not unemployed yet. You have to answer one more question. What'd you do in the last month to try and find a job? If the answer is I gave up because I couldn't find one for so long, then you're no longer unemployed. You're just not in the labor force.
Mm.
So that tends to bias unemployment to be on the low side. So we have a second measure that includes those people. The people that dropped out.
Okay.
And also you have people who are working part-time that don't want to work part-time. They want to work full-time.
Mm-hmm.
So it counts them as not being employed at the way they want to be. That measure is up around
9%.
9%.
If you include those who maybe have given up. And those who are part-time but want full-time.
That's correct.
If you,
together with the regularly unemployed under the regular definition.
Huh, interesting.
When you look at that, what was it in the recession? 18.
Wow.
So it's been cut in half. When is that at close to its lowest level? The answer is around 8 to 8.5. So it's almost there as
really?
Well.
Really? So either so, by any measure, we're near full unemployment.
We're near full employment, which is one of the reasons. So we're in a very optimistic time, but that's why interest rates are going up.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and by the time this airs, there's no doubt the Federal Reserve Board will have raised interest rates, and they'll probably raise them 3 or 4 more times this year.
Mm-hmm.
So that will affect us in terms of housing, because that makes housing more expensive because the mortgage rates go up sort of in tandem with interest rates. So those national indicators are sort of dialed into my thinking as I do my forecast every year. As I look at those things, there's some others, but those are the major ones.
Okay.
And starting next week, we will begin examining how the various sectors of the inland economy are expected to perform this year. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.